Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Friday, the 1st of November. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atira, South Atira, Cromartie, Fisher, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, low, Trafalgar 1013, moving slowly south, expected Trafalgar 1015 by 1800 Friday. New high, Fair Isle 1029 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Atira, South Atira, westerly veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 to 7 later in Viking. Rain, then wintry showers, fair later, moderate or good. Forties, Cromartie, westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Cromartie, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, except in east forties. Rain or drizzle for a time, moderate or good. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in fourth, veering north, then northeast later. 3 to 5, drizzle later, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, west veering northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later in Fisher. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, southwest veering northwest 3 to 5, then northeast later 3 or 4. Drizzle later, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, variable becoming east or northeast later, 2 to 4. Fair, fog patches in Portland and Plymouth, good, occasionally very poor in Portland and Plymouth. Biscay, easterly 3 or 4, fog patches in north, good, occasionally very poor in north. Trafalgar, cyclonic 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul, variable 3 or less at first in Seoul, otherwise easterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in South Fitzroy. Thundery showers in South Fitzroy, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, variable 2 to 4, but southwesterly 3 or 4 at first in Irish Sea and Shannon. Fair, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Rockall. Rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, northwest 5 to 7, veering north or northeast 3 to 5, then veering southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, Southeast Iceland, westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain, then wintry showers, fair later, moderate or good. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by west 5, drizzle, 1500 metres, 1018, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west 5, drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1013, now falling. Lerwick, west by north 6, slight rain, 4 miles, 1006, rising. Wick Automatic, west by south 6, 19 miles, 1011, now rising. Aberdeen, southwest 5, 16 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 5, 19 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Boomer, west-southwest 4, 1019, falling more slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest 3, 1021, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 2 miles, 1024. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by north 1, 1024, falling slowly. Jersey, south-southeast 1, mist, 4 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Channel, light vessel automatic, northeast 2, 1025. Scilly automatic, southeast 3, 13 miles, 1025, steady. Milford Haven, east-southeast 1, mist, 4 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Aberporth, southwest by south 2, 8 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Valley, southwest by south 4, 24 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west 3, 9 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Valencia, south by east 1, 27 miles, 1024, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, west-southwest 3, mist, 3 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest 4, 24 miles, 1021, now rising. Macrihanish Automatic, east-southeast 2, 9 miles, 1021, now rising. And now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 31st of October. The general situation, high pressure will dominate across the United Kingdom through the period, with a good deal of fair weather and relatively light winds expected for most areas. However, there will be a strong westerly airflow across northern Scotland on Thursday night, with gales at first in the far north and patchy drizzle or rain expected in the north too. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southwesterly 6 to gale 8 at first in south, otherwise northwesterly 5 to 7, veering northerly 3 or 4 later, then southeasterly 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle until later, then fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering north or northeast 3 to 5, then east 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or southwest 3 to 5, veering northeast 3 to 5 later, then east later. Drizzle later, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west veering northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then east 3 or 4 later. Fair, drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southwesterly veering northwesterly 2 to 4, then northeasterly later. Fair, drizzle later, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, variable becoming northeasterly later 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable becoming mainly northeast later 2 to 4. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable becoming east or northeast 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable becoming northeast later 2 to 4. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, west or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or southwest, veering northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Isle of Man, southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the south at first, soon veering westerly or northwesterly, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, west or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwest 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Drizzle at times, mainly in north, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming northerly 4 to 6, then northeasterly 3 or 4, veering southeasterly later. Drizzle at times, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor, becoming good later. Shetland Isles, northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain, then wintry showers, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
BBC Radio 4's Soul Music.
The realisation that I'm not the one for her, or she's not the one for me.
The series about pieces of music with a powerful emotional impact.
It has the power to change your mood.
The new series of Soul Music.
I remember the sunshine actually coming through the window when I was listening to Lovely Day as well, and I was holding the baby for the first time.
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Saturday mornings at 10:30.
And that's it from Radio 4 for Thursday night. Halloween, I think we got through it with barely a mention. With the time coming up to 1 o'clock, we hand over to the World Service shortly for business matters. Radio 4's back at 5:20. But for now, from all of us here at BBC Radio 4, this is Richard Evans wishing you, wherever you're listening to us, a very peaceful night.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The head of the Spanish regional government of Valencia, Carlos Mazón, has announced $270 million of aid for those affected by flash floods earlier this week. The floods are now known to have killed around 160 people. That number is expected to rise as dozens remain missing. Our correspondent, Nicky Schiller, is in Valencia. He told us what the situation was like there.
This really thick, horrible mud. And that mud has got everywhere. There is no power, so people were coming up to us and saying, could we borrow a charger to charge our phones so we can ring our loved ones? There isn't much water, so everyone is walking into the city centre to get water and then walking all the way back home. There's also a lack of food. And I saw one of the greengrocers had put the fruit and veg on the road. But of course, again, it was covered in the mud.
The United States says about 8,000 North Korean soldiers have now reached the Kursk region of Russia. That's where Ukrainian troops have launched attacks designed to divert Russian forces away from Ukraine itself. The US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned North Korea that their troops would become legitimate military targets if they took part in combat. He gave more details in a news conference.
We've not yet seen these soldiers deploy into combat against Ukraine's forces, but we expect that these North Korean soldiers will join the fight against Ukraine in the coming days. Our assessment is that Putin's forces have trained these North Korean soldiers in artillery operations, UAV operations, and basic infantry operations, including trench clearing. The Kremlin has also provided these DPRK troops with Russian uniforms and equipment.
The union representing striking workers at the U.S.